to compete in the Kuala Lumpur tournament. IIF say cost efficiency boosts profit growth by 27% in first half. Here is the complete details. Indonesian National Esports team, both men's and women's Mobile Legends Bang Bang, is ready to compete in the 2025 EASF World Esports Championship in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, from December 1st to 7th. ESI Chairman Budi Gunawan emphasized that Indonesia's participation not only brings a mission of achievement, but also serves as a concrete evidence of the development of the national esports ecosystem, from coaching and support to collaboration enabling Indonesia to compete in the global stage. Financial institution PT Indonesia Infrastructure Finance stated that its efficiency strategy, which involves controlling general and interest cost, was the driving force behind 27.2% year-on-year profit growth and increase in net interest in the first half of 2025. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
There is a unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
Ganggu, maaf para
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Perasaanmu kepadaku sedih saat kau tak yakin kepadaku akan cintaku jalan berliku takkan membuatku menyerahkan cinta kita. Tatap mataku dan kau akan tahu semuanya yang ku rasakan. Aku bertahan karena ku yakin cintaku coba untuk mematikan hatiku. Takkan terjadi yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku. Aku bertahan, ku akan tetap pada pendirianku. Sekeras kau coba untuk membunuh cintaku, yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku.
Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove, so this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Roro Kidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of a hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas onto the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine is a fun activity on this beach.
Jika hatiku. Thank you.
is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. The musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage.
Ku tetap mencintaimu masih, meski kau tak cinta aku. Ku tetap merindukan meski kau tak pernah merasa sedikit pun untuk merindukan aku.
sensing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and Kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Tremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
From Indonesia to the world.
Angklung is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. The musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage.
Barangkali hujan lebat susah sinyalmu lagi. Ku buat 10 kemungkinan. Sampaikah pesan lelah ketiduran, atau memang sengaja kau abaikan? Tapi sepertinya ku melihatmu tadi dengan kemeja hitam andalan. Benar atau bukan, atau hanya dalam pikiran, rindu tak kesampaian. Mengapa ku tancap gas dan melaju, padahal lampu kuning telah peringatkan ku bahaya di depanku. Hati-hati kecewakan. Kemarin tak mau ku dengar peringatan. Benar atau bukan, atau hanya dalam pikiran. Benar yang kata orang, mengapa ku tancap gas dan melaju, padahal lampu kuning telah peringatkan. Hati-hati kecewakan menunggu.
following the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Tremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
From Indonesia to the world.
Bukan maksud hatiku ajukan dirimu di depan mataku. Tapi ku tak bisa lupakan saat dirimu membuat diriku terhina. Sakit hatiku
we'll be right back.
listeners, after this, I'm going to play you one of our programs, our beloved program promoting artists from Indonesia and all over the world. One of the program is The Session. And in this program, we can look into all sorts of arts, including this one, which is Gunjan Dance Academy. Enjoy!
Hi, in the Voice of Indonesia Gallery, you might be listening to some kind of chimes or beautiful noises. It's okay, guys, just move. I'd like the noise to come to the mic. And they are from the dancers of the Odyssey Dance, right?
Yes.
And they are from the Gunjan Dance Academy. And in here, I have the teacher and also the founder of the Gunjan Dance Academy, Mira Das. Welcome her, please.
Namaskar. Thank you.
Okay. Is this your first time coming to our country?
Not really. This is my fourth time, but my dancers, these young dancers, mm-hmm. I had come before with my senior students. Those were senior from them, but mm-hmm. now this group is performing all over. Their first time, and
first
my
time.
Mine is fourth time to okay. Jakarta.
And you are introducing the Odyssey dance to
yes.
the people of Indonesia.
Yes, yes.
Okay. But for the people who doesn't know, what is the Odyssey dance itself?
Let me tell you. Odyssey. The name itself suggests comes from the name Odisha.
Odisha.
The Odyssey dance form comes from Odisha. The originates from Odisha, mm-hmm. and it is a classical dance form of India, mm-hmm. and which is considered to be one of the best classical dance form of Indian classical dance forms. So.
It's so beautiful, and I think it has a very long history, right?
Yes, yes. Actually, this dance was performed before the deity Lord Jagannath in the form of Devadasi, those who are serving to God, Lord Jagannath. They were used to dance inside the temple.
Oh.
But in latter stage, when it came to the people, it slowly, with many changes and polishing, it came to the audience, like called as Odyssey dance form. So the basic thing that it brought from deity Lord Jagannath, and from the temple it came out from temple to the audience as name of Odyssey dance. And beautiful sculpturic poses are there, which you can see in the temple walls. There are many sculptures standing in different poses, and we believe this dance form is the most oldest dance form of India. And In that period also, the sculptors were making this sculpture in the wall, imagining the dancer. So we believe that this dance form is the oldest dance form of India.
Okay, the oldest dance form from India. But how long do one will be able to master the dance itself? How long will, if for example, I want to learn about it, is it 1 week, 1 month, or even 1 year?
See, it is not kind of a crash course. It's not an overnight journey.
Yeah.
For being a proper professional dancers, you have to learn lifelong. Lifelong, learning is a process that you can learn things till your last breath. I believe, there is no end to this teaching or learning process, but at the same time, to master it, you have to practice and practice, and moreover, you have to love the dance form from your within. That's very important. If you love this art form from within, and if you start loving it, mm-hmm. then you will do it more polished, more nice, more proper. So I would say, it's not a course that you will complete the examination and passed out. It is a course that continues till your life grows.
For the whole life.
Yes.
You master it time by time, right?
But still, I feel I'm not a teacher, I'm a learner. I'm a student always.
Okay, that's nice. And I think my producer wanted me to be an instant student right now, I think. So the first thing that, if you would like to teach me, the first thing that I need to do right now, what is it?
Yeah, as I told you, this dance form comes from the temple.
Mm.
And one cannot go to the temple with your shoes.
Okay.
You have to
I'm going to take off my shoes,
please,
okay?
Do.
Yeah, I'm going to take off my shoes and I will put it in here. But what about socks? Is it okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right.
Just for demonstration, it's okay.
Okay.
Otherwise, it slips. So you have to be with bare foot. And with this socks, you cannot make sound. Put this. No.
Okay, so no socks, no shoes, because we would like to make the sound from the stomping, right? Right.
I would ask one of my girls to join you so that you'll feel more comfortable.
Okay.
She is also a dancer, but not was in this proper piece they did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When they start, they have to pranam to the guru, but that's no.
Oh, thank
not
you,
for
thank you.
So now, as there is another belief that when mother, earth is our mother, when you stamp on her, she may get pain. So we do bhumi pranam. So she will like demonstrate bhumi pranam. Before we dance, we do this. Ta, a, ti, na, ka, ti, ni, ta, a, ti, na, dhina kita dhinita. The sitting posture would be this.
Like this? Is this
and
right? Right?
See?
Yeah.
This. Boss, mana boss?
Yeah.
Sit. Sit more.
More.
Yes.
More.
Touch the floor. Then do prana. Then slowly back up. Get up. And you know, you have to join two feet.
Come back.
Namaskar. And the basic posture of Odissi is chauka. Chauka sounds like chauki, the chair. The major posture is called chauka. The gap between two feet will be 1 foot, like this.
Like this? No gap, okay?
Turn around, yes.
Oh.
Now you sit.
You sit? See? I hope I'm doing it right.
No, you're not doing it right. Your body has to come up.
Okay, I'm pretty
now
sorry.
Now your hand should be this. Yes. It's like a chair. If somebody will see from the far, it looks like a chair with hands resting, you know?
Okay.
Like I'm sitting on the chair, rest my hand there. Otherwise also, Lord Jagannath used to, the posture of our deity is like this. Some people also believe that this posture has come from that. This is the major posture, and another, please stand up. Another posture is Tribhanga. Tribhanga, three means three.
Yeah.
Bhanga means bending.
Bending, okay.
So, here, there is a bend here. And there is a bend here. So it's majorly two basic postures. This one is like more strong, like a male. And when I come, it's like more feminine. It's male, it's female.
Okay.
So there are major difference between two postures. And the basic postures are this. We call it, when we stand straight, it is Samabhanga. And when I bend a little, it is Abhanga. And when I make three bends, it is Tribhanga. And when I do this, it is Choke.
Okay.
So on these basic steps, we practice steppings like 1, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. With the rigorous practice, we master the steps proper. Like they did So, you have to master like number 3 choga bar, 2, 3, like number 1 is jump, jump, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, no, both the legs,
both legs,
one. Yes,
okay.
3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, double, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, double, 1, 2,
it.
Oh.
Like the same. You have to maintain that.
Oh, I have to maintain it. Oh, okay.
Like that. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, number 2. Then number 3. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. It's a daily practice.
It has to be a daily practice, yeah. I have a very bad coordination on my body. That's why I cannot.
No, if you want to learn something very intensely, you can. And you have to have that love, that passion for the thing that you are doing. That's very important.
That's very important.
Whatever you do, if you do it with passion, it will connect to everybody that sees or he is doing something great.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Yeah, we learned something from this dance.
Thank you so much. And I believe there is a lot of cultural similarities between Orissan and Indonesian people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came first time to Indonesia in 1993.
I think you would like to use your mic.
When I came first time to Indonesia in 1993, we performed Ramayana.
Mm-hmm.
Me with my guru, Guru Kelucharan Mahapatraji, and my colleagues. And the Balinese dancers, they also did Ramayana in the same stage.
They have similarities.
Yes, many similarities. So I believe that there was a cultural exchange before. Now we are with ICCR people and with people like you. We can communicate more with Indonesian. And I'm sure, pretty sure that it will be strengthen our cultural relationship between two countries. Thank you for inviting me here. I think I am able to explain whatever you wanted, but dance is a vast course. You really need more time, more so many years to learn this and to digest it. It really takes time. It's not an overnight journey. It's a journey for life.
It's a journey for life. Please give an applause.
Thank you.
Oh my God! I just tried several movements and it shows that I lack of, I never do any sports exercise. I think I really need to do that, maybe not only for learning the Odyssey dance, but also for everything in our life.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So for the Voice of Indonesia audience, well, here is the Odyssey dance by the Gunjan Dance Academy.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia with the news. Here is the 10 o'clock news line. The Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry has asked entrepreneurs to utilize market liquidity to attract investment. Light rain dominates Indonesia's weather on Friday. Here